Loose percussion around rigid sub-patterns. Advanced edition. This is one of those drum and bass skills that instantly separates it loops from it rolls. Here's the mindset. In a rolling D-D-N-B groove, the sub is not a vibe element. The sub is infrastructure. It has to be laser stable. Consistent timing, consistent envelope, repeatable wave shape. That's the handrail your listener grabs onto. Then, around the handrail, you let the percussion breathe. Tiny pushes, tiny pulls, velocity movement, swing, ghost notes, little bits of controlled chaos. That's how you get that hypnotic forward motion without the whole track feeling late, flammed, or messy. We're going to build a 16-bar loop in Ableton Live, then use arrangement and timing looseness to create energy without constantly adding more sounds. First, session prep. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rollers. And for now, do not apply any global groove. Leave it off. I know it's tempting to slap swing on the whole project, but we want a timing hierarchy. Some things must stay absolutely rigid, and some things will be allowed to move. Make three groups: drums, perc, and bass. Even if you don't normally separate percussion, do it for this lesson. It makes the concept way easier to control and mix. Now, the non-negotiable. Sub timing is sacred. Let's build the rigid sub anchor. Create a MIDI track called sub. Load operator, oscillator is set to a sine wave. Keep it boring. Boring is good down here. On the amp envelope, set attack to zero. Decay somewhere around 250 to 450 milliseconds, depending on your note length. Sustain can be all the way down if you're writing short notes, and release around 30 to 80 milliseconds so you don't click at the end. The goal is consistent note shapes. If your notes overlap, your waveform can change hit to hit, and even if it's on the grid, it can feel wobbly. After operator, at saturator, soft sine or analog clip mode works great. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB. Subtle. You're not making a reese, you're just giving the sub a little more audibility and stability in the mix. Then EQ8, usually no high pass, or maybe a very gentle roll at 20 to 25 Hz if you need it. If it gets boxy, a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz can help, but don't overdo it. Now write a simple 2-bar sub pattern. Keep it grid tight, think eighth notes or quarter notes, minimal overlap. And this is important, do not add groove, do not add random, do not humanize. Pointes to 1/16 at 100%. You want the sub to be dead center reliable. Quick pro check, put utility on the sub and set width to 0%. Mono, always. If you want stereo no fun, do it above the sub range, not in the fundamental. If you resample later and you see the waveform changing wildly from hit to hit, that's usually overlapping notes or inconsistent lengths. Next, core drums. Create a drum rock track called Drum Rock. Core, load a tight kick, a snare with crack and body, and optionally a very subtle clap layer that's high-passed so it's just extra snap. Pattern. Classic D-D-N-B backbone. Snare on beat 2 and 4. Kick on 1.1, and add another kick somewhere like 1.3.3 depending on the vibe. Keep kick and snare mostly rigid. They're your reference grid. We can get fancy later, but for now, these are part of the truth. Now the fun part. Loose percussion layers. And I want you to think in three timing tiers. This is the whole lesson. Tier 1 is absolute grid. Sub and main snare, usually kick 1 as well. Tier 2 is groove quantized, hats and rides that get swing from the groove pool. Tier 3 is hand placed. Ghosts, ticks, foley, little micro events that you nudge by milliseconds. If you keep those tiers consistent, you'll never get the everything is drifting problem. Let's build layer 1. The offbeat hat. Semi-stable anchor. Create a track called hat. Offbeat. Use a closed hat sample with a short tail. Put it on every offbeat. Bands, like 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. Quantize 1/16 at 100% for now. This hat is allowed to be stable. It's glue. If your roller ever feels like it's not rolling, check this hat. Layer 2. Shuffled hat or ride. Groove pool plus velocity. Create a track called hat/ride. Shuffle. Choose something with texture, a little noisy, not too clean. Program a 16th note pattern with holes. Do not fill every step. You want movement, not a hiss carpet. Now open Ableton's groove pool. Pick something like swing 16-65 as a starting point. Drag it onto this clip only. Don't apply it globally. Set timing around 20 to 40%. Velocity around 10 to 25%. Random, tiny, like 0 to 10% max. We're not trying to make it drunk. We're trying to make it human. And now the secret sauce. Velocity shaping. Go into the MIDI velocities and draw a contour. In drum and bass, The groove often leans into the backbeat, so you might accent hits leading into the snare and make the hits right after the snare lighter. That gives you that inhale-exhale motion, push into 2, relax after 2, push into 4, relax after 4. If you only change timing and leave velocity flat, it usually won't feel funky. It'll just feel inconsistent. Velocity is half the groove. Layer 3. Ghosts and ticks with microtiming offsets. Create a track called Ghosts/Ticks. Load a rim or ghost snare, plus a metallic tick or a Foley click. Place ghost notes around the main snare. Common spots are just before the snare, like 1.2.4, then maybe 1.3.2, and another just before 4 like 1.4.4. Now, here's the rule. Do not move the main snare. The main snare stays the truth. You micro-shift the ghosts and ticks around it. Turn off snap or set your grid really fine, like 1/64. Nudge some ghosts early, like -5 to -15 milliseconds, for urgency. Nudge some late, like +5 to +20 milliseconds, for swagger. Keep velocities low, like 10 to 40, depending on sample. These are texture hits, not events that compete with the snare. And if you ever hear a flam, don't immediately start sliding notes around. Use velocity as your anti-flam tool. If two hits are close, often the fix is simply making one much quieter so the ear hears one main event with some grit around it. Now let's make this loose without losing punch. Loose percussion can smear transients, especially if your hat samples have long noisy tails. Teacher tip: separate groove from mess using transient length. If a hat is too washy, open the sample in simpler and shorten the tail. Use fade out or decay controls. For rides, reduce tail or gate them a bit so the attack carries the rhythm without turning into white noise over your whole mix. Next, buzzing. Group your loose layers into a perk group. On that group, add drum bus. Drive maybe 2 to 8%. Crunch near zero unless you want grit. Transients +5 to +20 to bring back attack. Boom usually off for hats and tops. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. You're just kissing it, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, so the layers feel like one instrument. Then EQ8. High pass the percussion group, often 200 to 400 Hz, sometimes even higher depending on what you have. If it's harsh, a small dip around 7 to 10 kHz can smooth it out. If you want an even more controlled top end, you can use multiband dynamics on the perk bus just to tame the harsh band. Set a crossover around 6 to 8 kHz and gently compress that high band. This lets you add swing and randomness without the hats turning brittle. Now, sub clarity. The rigid sub isn't only timing, it's also space management. On the perk group, that high pass helps keep low mids out of the way. On the sub or bass group, consider sidechain compression from the kick, and sometimes from the snare depending on your snare's low content. Use Ableton's compressor with sidechain enabled. Attack around 0.1 to 1 millisecond, release 80 to 150 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction for that roller style. Subtle is usually better than obvious pumping in rollers, unless you're going for dance floor slam. Now, advanced coaching move. Use track delay as a system, not a one-off fix. Enable the mixer delay view with the little D toggle if you don't see it. Instead of nudging dozens of notes, put your shuffle hat track slightly late, like +6 to +12 milliseconds. That creates a laid-back sheen. Then put your ticks track slightly early, like -3 to -8 milliseconds, for forward urgency. Now you've designed relationships between layers without destroying your MIDI patterns. Here's a great dark roller trick. Late hats, early ghosts. Hats +5 to +15 milliseconds, ticks -5 to -10. Instant tension. Now do the mute test. Loop 2 bars. First mute all percussion and leave sub plus kick and snare. That should feel rock solid, like a machine. Then bring percussion back one layer at a time. The moment your sub starts feeling late or early, you've introduced a conflicting anchor. Often it's a loud hat transient or a ghost that's too late and too loud. Now let's arrange it into 16 bars, because groove is not just what happens inside one bar. It's how it evolves. Bars 1 to 4. Core drums, sub, offbeat hat only. Minimal. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce the shuffle layer with the groove pool. Bars 9 to 12. Add the ticks and ghosts and maybe one tiny fill per 4 bars. Bars 13 to 16. Add a ride or extra top texture, then strip back at bar 16 to reset. And here's a sneaky arrangement upgrade. Energy ramps using time looseness, not extra parts. Over the 16 bars, Automate the groove pull timing on the shuffle hat from, say, 15% up to 40%, and automate the tick's track delay from minus 2 milliseconds to minus 7. The listener perceives acceleration and urgency without you adding new instruments. It's like turning up the roll knob. Another trick: micro fill swaps. Don't stack fills. Swap. In bar 8 or 16, mute the hats for an eighth note and insert one noisy Foley hit with a short, high-passed reverb. The negative space is the fill. And a fun drop-slash-reset trick. In bar 16, remove the stable offbeat hat briefly, but leave the loose shuffled and ghosty material. The listener loses the handrail for a moment. When the anchor comes back, it hits harder. If you want a more advanced variation, try call and response microtiming. Bar 1 hat slightly late, like plus 8 milliseconds. Bar 2 hats closer to grid, like plus 2, but shift ticks earlier, like minus 6. Same notes, different conversation. It feels like the loop answers itself. Now quick sound design extra for ticks that translate on small speakers. Layer a short acoustic click for the transient, and a very quiet noise burst for width and air. High pass aggressively, even up at 1 to 3 kHz. Add a tiny bit of saturator drive so it doesn't disappear at low volume. If you widen anything, widen only the noise layer, not the click. Reverb discipline. Keep reverb on a return track. Short decay, like 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. High pass the return at 400 to 800 Hz so it doesn't cloud your low mids. If you want the room to follow the groove, put a gate after the reverb and sidechain it from the snare, so the space blooms around the backbeats. Common mistakes to avoid as you build this. Do not groove the sub. Twinging the bass usually makes the low end feel late and weak. Don't randomize everything. If everything is loose, nothing is anchored. Don't ignore velocity. Timing alone won't give you funk. Don't overlayer highs, hats, rides, shakers, loops, pick rolls, or it turns into harsh wash. And don't let loose percussion fight your lead or vocal. Use EQ and bus control so the hook can breathe. Mini practice exercise, about 20 minutes. Make an 8-bar loop with rigid sub plus kick and snare. Add 3 percussion tracks, offbeat hat, shuffle hat with groove pull timing around 30%, and a ghost slash tickle layer with manual microtiming. Rule: you may only move notes plus or minus 20 milliseconds. Then bounce your percussion bus and compare two versions, all quantized versus loose percussion. A slash B them at low volume. This audio version is shortened for playback.